does this have to be so hard? My hands are too small and there's just so much to grab. How long were you standing there? What? I'm not doing anything bad behind the food court. Honest. Oh, you smell it? Listen. If you promised not to tell anyone, I was milking myself. I know. I'm sorry. I just get so pent up and I overslept, so I couldn't do it this morning, and I tried to do it in the bathroom, but there were these girls smoking in it, so I thought about going to the nurse's office, but he's a male and human, so I don't think he'd understand or have a milker. So then I tried under the stairs, but I knew it'd get everywhere and I'd feel bad for the poor custodian, so I just decided to come out here behind the school and let it soak into the grass. But my breasts are all sore from being swollen, and my hands are too small to get a good grasp on them, and they're so soft, my fingers sink in too deep, and I can never get that much flow going with just my hands, so sorry, I don't mean to ramble, just please don't tell anyone. I'd be the laughingstock of the university if they knew I was back here doing this. Really? Wow. Thank you. That's sweet of you. A lot of humans on campus have given me quite dirty looks or even tried to avoid me. I didn't expect one to be so nice. Even the few wildkin in the school avoid me because I'm, well, a cow. I'm just not one of the popular kinds, like cats, dogs, foxes, wolves, or rabbits. Well, my dad is a bull, so I guess I get my race from him. All female cow, goat, and sheep wildkin have this condition when they reach the right age, but I think I make more than most since my mom is a sheep instead of a cow. I guess some of my mom does show in my hair. I don't think it was that fluffy. Thanks. That's nice of you to say. I think I also get my size from my mom. Please don't play dumb. It's no secret that they're the biggest on campus. Even the teachers are smaller than me. I try to hide them with my hoodies, but there's just no downplaying these things. I'm not used to humans being so nice. I'm surprised you were willing to talk to me. Aren't you worried about your reputation? Oh, don't put yourself down. I'm sure you're not that much of an outcast. What? I'm not trying to rub them. It's just they're still swollen and sore, and I just can't do it myself all that well. You will? I don't know. Are you sure you know the right, technique? I don't think a stay at a farm camp is going to prepare you for second base, but it's starting to get really uncomfortable. Just promise you won't make it weird. Okay, let me just, I'll pull my shirt over here. Close your eyes, please. Okay, turn around. Of course, you're doing it from behind. It's easier this way. Besides, your arms look long and your hands look strong. Just be gentle, please. They're really sensitive. Ah, cold. Cold, cold, cold. Please warm your hands up by rubbing them together first. Yeah, just like this. good. Okay. Okay. Slowly, gently. Not so rough. Massage them first. No, to stimulate the flow. Not to do that. Thank you. That feels good. This actually feels better than the pump I use at home. I never had someone else do it. I didn't expect it to feel this good. That's good. I can feel the soreness just melting away. You're actually really good with your hands. I'm not sure I can go back to a pump after this. Oh. Did you hear that? Yeah. I mooed. I'm sorry. My brothers make fun of me for it, but it happens when I, oh my face must be so red. Cute? No. I'm a dairy cow. A hamburger or a steak isn't cute. That's sweet of you to say, even if you don't believe it. You promise you won't tell, right? Thank you. I didn't expect a human to treat a wildkin so nice like this. Yeah. There's a lot. I haven't done it since yesterday morning, so it's kind of, you know, built up. Can we just get this done and not talk about it? I'm already feeling self-conscious enough as it is, though you're making this less embarrassing than I thought it would be, and you're so good at this. Where did you learn how to... I'm almost empty. Thank you so much for this. You're really nice. Oh. That should be it. Whew. Thank you. That felt so good, and it's such a relief. How can I thank you? No, I really must. I mean, maybe I could make you some lunch tomorrow, and if I need this again, I wouldn't mind having you do it. I could use someone who knows my secret, though I can't imagine you'd want to be friends with cattle. I don't know what to say. Thank you. I'd love to be your friend. Well, at least let me do this. Oh, I'm sorry. It was just a peck on the cheek. I thought that was normal for friends. What? My shirt? Wait, where is it? Oh, thank you. Oh, no. No, I'm not blushing. I just, the sunlight. That's all. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna put my shirt back on. Hey, you've already touched them. I guess it's no big deal if you see them. As long as it's you, I don't mind. It's the least I can do since you helped me like this. Oh, we should get back to class. What? Oh, that's nice of you, but you really don't have to walk me to class. Well, if you don't mind being seen walking with a bovine, I wouldn't mind the company, for once. Thank you. You're doing so much for me, even though I'm... Sorry, I'm not trying to put myself down. Let's just head to class. Thank you. I can't wait to get to know my first friend here.